from physisorption, which is simply loose attachment to the surface. Now, I'll go back to physisorption and chemisorption later, but the key thing in the introduction now then is chemisorption is involving covalent attachment to the surface. The material can't simply be washed off. You have to break bonds to get it off. Now, in an aqueous system then, with inputs from above, atmospheric deposition, inputs from below via that exchange process from the sediment, the picture then is exceedingly complex. And that's just doing the chemistry. As soon as you put the biology in, it gets substantially worse. So when you're now thinking about what's going on in the water body, you have to consider the pH condition, where the oxic-anoxic boundary is, to think about the redox condition, because that will change the oxidation state of a metal. Once you know the oxidation state of the metal, you can then think about where exactly it's likely to be. Will it be in the aqueous phase? Will it have been picked up by the biology? Will it have reacted with the ligands that are floating around, our organic matter, or maybe an organic matter clay complexes floating around? And is there any potential for it to drop down into the next boundary and then change oxidation state and do something completely different?